Good afternoon. This is the Chorus Call conference operator. Welcome, and thank you for joining the LU-VE First Half 2020 Results Conference Call. After the presentation, there will be an opportunity to ask questions. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Matteo Liberali, CEO of LU-VE. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everybody, and thank you for joining this conference call for the presentation of H1 Results 2020. I hope that some of you have already had the chance and the time to go through the presentation that's been put on the website. Therefore, my idea today is to have a shorter presentation than normal and to leave more space to question for a Q&A session after the presentation. I will go through the presentation quite rapidly, and then we have the time to discuss any details. As most of you already are aware of, the year 2020 started had a brilliant start. The first couple of months, we were 8.6% above previous year on a like-for-like basis. Of course, this COVID-19 emergency changed completely the picture and the scenario. At the end of H1, the sales of the group increased by 4.3% with a value of 194.8 million euro compared to previous year. The EBITDA grew by 7.3% compared to last year, 21.8 million compared to 20.3 million in the same period the year before. As usual, we are very proud to communicate our capability to keep the net working capital under strict control. Maybe you recall that last year, H1 2019, it was the first year where we had a higher percentage of the working capital compared to the revenues due to the fact that we acquired and we consolidated for the first time the Alfa Laval Air division. During this month, we worked very hard to reach closer value to our standards also for the new acquired group of companies. I have to say, we've been able to succeed in this target. During the first six months of the year, we also, from the very first moment of the COVID-19 explosion, I would say we decided to raise long-term loans in order to secure, even if not strictly necessary at the moment, some new loans, 150 million euros with very competitive pricing. Of course, during the first six months, our priority has been first time to protect our people, to protect our activity. We create a crisis management committee, having a meeting every second day or every day during the highest level of emergency in order to implement measures to protect our people in Italy and to be able to share exactly the same measures in other plants all over the world. Normally, with the highest standards and previous than what was requested by local authorities all over the world. During this 2020, of course, our activity didn't stop in terms of integration of the Alfa Laval Air division. That was where the closing occurred at the end of April 2019. During these months, we worked on the rationalization of the product lines. We worked on the integration of the commercial network and commercial network. We've been able to succeed. I'm very proud. I continue to repeat every time I have the chance to talk with some of the investors that I'm very proud that we've been able to make a rollout of SAP in Finland at the end of April for the first time in history, I guess, by remote, so without physical presence. This has been done, has been successfully done, and we see already the advantages in the, after the first few weeks of operation. Always to stay on Alfa Laval integration, the same rollout of SAP is scheduled by in autumn this year. We are working in these days, they're in the first integration test, 100% integration test, in order to see if the preliminary deadline can be maintained. And of course, in this due to this unexpected situation, a really strange situation related to the COVID emergency, we've been able to review continuously our CapEx program during the year, and also to we work very hard to reduce also the OPEX during the first part of the year. Some of them, unfortunately, reduced by automatically by the fact that it's not allowed to travel. It's not allowed. All the shows and exhibitions all over the world were canceled. So the last one we made was in February, just before the emergency. And I have to say that I'm quite satisfied. My role is never to be satisfied, but I'm quite satisfied about all the activity done by the management team in difficult difficult situation, facing really unusual problems, I would say. Just to summarize something concerning the COVID emergency, some main points is, as you're aware, we estimate that during the lockdown, we had something close to 50% of our capacity lockdown, mainly in Italy, and then for almost 1.5 months in India, but then with some problem even after the lockdown was canceled in India, there have been some, for the first 6 to 8 weeks, there have been some constraints, heavy constraints in the local manufacturing. But even in this case, even facing this situation, we've been able, thanks to the structure of the group and the manufacturing platform of the group, we've been able to transfer products from closed plants to plants still open, mainly in Eastern Europe, in order to continue to grant continuity to our main customers. And most of them were extremely happy and satisfied about the flexibility and the capacity shown by the group to tackle really an unusual situation. At this moment, all the plants are working normally. We have no problems of lockdown anywhere. We, of course, there are some higher level of absenteeism all over the world in different plants related to the school closing and related to the fear of the people and so on, but all the plants are up and running, and most of them are performing the best year ever. For example, the Swedish plant in this case. So going back once again to the figures, as I said, 194.8 million sales, 4.3% more than last year, an EBITDA 21.8 million, 11.2%, with an increase of 7.3%. A net income, which is 6 million, which is 6.7% above last year, and a net financial debt, which is reduced compared to the previous period by almost 17%, so 126.2 million. And the other important fact is that the net cash generation in the last 12 months is at a value close to 30 million, 29.7. So, to give you a short overview of the different sales and different applications, because one of the main features of Rube Group is, and one of the strategies that we put in place since the listing, we try to further expand the number of applications served by the group. Traditional refrigeration was 80% of our business. Today we have a completely different picture after all these years of acquisition and also of readdressing the commercial activities. So at the end of June this year, on a total sales of 195 million, we have a refrigeration which is 56% on total revenue. So a big change compared many years ago, and 109 million revenues, which is practically the same level as last year. If we consider like-for-like basis, so taking out the effect of Alfa Laval acquisition, it was a minus 11.5%. And this is mainly related to the business of the supermarket and the HoReCa business. The HoReCa business, hotel, restaurant, catering, for sure, is the one who suffered the most during this year. It accounts only for roughly 4 to 5% on total revenue at group level, but of course it is related to the restaurants, the bars, and the hotels, which are the most heavily affected by the situation and the fact that the people is not allowed to travel and so on. And on the other hand, we had a very good performance on air conditioning due to big projects related to the heat pumps market mainly and to the acquisition of new customers. So in total, it was 38.4 million sales. I'm talking about page 8, if I can have in the presentation, is with a growth of almost 24% compared to last year, but even on like-for-like basis is almost 2.6% increase compared to last year. And this is once more the result of focusing on new opportunities or new market segments compared to the past. Then we have the segment of special application, where is the one who was most heavily affected by this situation. In this special application includes three main areas: the home appliance, the mobile application, and other remaining. In total, special application went down from 30.7 million to 24.6, so it's minus 20%. It's on a like-for-like basis, it's almost the same because it's not involved the Alfa Laval part in this application. And this is mainly related to the home appliances. Home appliances, as you may recall, is a market that we serve mostly from India, due to the lockdown in India and due to the lockdown in Europe. Also, the biggest factories of our customers, we had a fall of 4.5 million euro revenues in the period, so minus 30% in these first 6 months. But we see, starting from July, a very good recovery in the forecast, and and we are now under pressure from all the big accounts to go back to the volumes that we were able to make in last year. Mobile application, 9.3 million last year, 7.9 million this year, so it's minus 14%, is once more related to the closing of most of the factory and part of the factory of our customer, and also the major account once more is served from India, and this was affected by this system. The remaining part between the special application remained practically unchanged, 6.3 million against 6 million. So then the big change in terms of incidence on total revenues is the part related to the so-called power generation application or industrial cooling process, where we had a growth from 12.7 million to 19 million. This is mainly due to the acquisition of Alfa Laval. And this was one of the main reasons of the operation, to further expand our presence in industrial cooling application, acquiring also some technologies we didn't have within our group, and this proved to be a good strategy to further expand the number of applications. In general, I have to say that, of course, during the first 6 months, one of the markets most affected in terms of sales was Italy, because of the lockdown and the closing of the factories for most of the customers. So Italy reduced from 21.2 to 17.3% the incidence on total revenues, with a value of close to 33 million revenues. And due to the changes and the different lockdowns period in different countries and so on, in this first half year, Russia became the first export market, and at the same time, Finland thanks to the acquisition of Alfa Laval and the Finnish factory, became the third biggest export market, the second biggest export market for the group. And in the meantime, we saw that Poland, who you maybe recall that last year became the first biggest export market due to the lockdown in the domestic appliance business mainly, lost some position in the ranking. In general, very good year in France. In France, the first 6 months and even during this week, is we already reached the same values of revenue of the whole year 2019. We set really the reference in all the projects related to logistics center, new generation with high energy efficiency and green technologies. And we have already an order backlog, which allows us to make a record year compared to last year, which was already a record year in France. And we are already securing other also projects in for 2021. Same thing, very important, was the heat pumps project related to the district heating project in Denmark, where we had an excellent year. And we are trying now to do an activity of copy and paste of this project to other countries like Finland, Sweden, and Netherlands. I already spent a few words concerning the Alfa Laval integration. As I said, everything is in progress. Of course, difficulties in traveling and have face-to-face meeting is slowed down some activities, but the integration is proceeding very well. No bad surprise. We are very, very happy of what we found in terms of technical skills on the product ranges, and of course we are working to rationalize the different ranges, and there is a sort of integration committee working constantly to check the respect of the deadlines and of the target that we gave ourselves. On the purchasing part, last but not least, I have to say that we made a very good, since the very few weeks, we made a very good integration of teams. We got some saving. We put in place some action to rationalize also the supply chain and to take advantage of different skills and different level of experience. So I leave the word to Mr. Michele Garulli, our investor relator, on the figures. Michele.
Thank you, Matteo, and good afternoon to everybody. Talking about the financials of Luger Group for H1 2020, I would like to touch 4 points. The first one you can find on page 12 of our presentation is a simple bridge analysis of EBITDA that we got in the first 6 months of this year. Last year, 2019, we got a reported EBITDA of 20.3 million. Then this amount was impacted by one-time costs mainly related to the acquisition of Alfa Laval. So the EBITDA adjusted was 25.4 million. And the bridge analysis to our result is here is very simple. The first component is the impact, mainly in Italy and in India, of the close down of the COVID. Our estimate, our calculation of this impact is around 6.1 million, and this has been the main factor impacting the profitability. Then we have obviously a further contribution from Alfa Laval that accounted for 2 million, and the final step of the accounting of the IFRS 16 that contributed 1 million to the EBITDA reported. So we got 21.1 EBITDA adjusted for 2020 H1, and then we have the small one-time cost related to contribution to hospital for COVID, so we got this reported 21.8 EBITDA. And this, I think, is a very sound picture of a business that is as a strong resilience over an unexpected and unprecedented fact of the COVID pandemic. The second point I would like to talk about concerning here is the net income bridge analysis. In this respect, we had last year 5.6 million. This year we have 6 million reported net income. And the driver of this change is mainly there is an increase in EBITDA, 1.5 million. And then there is an increase of depreciation, 2.6 million in total. That this number comes from, first of all, there is the full effect of the purchase price allocation for Alfa Laval, which accounts close to 1 million, 0.9. And there is the change of the consolidation perimeter, because obviously it's the first time that there is a full effect of consolidation of Alfa Laval, and this accounts for 1.1. And then there is a small increase of normal depreciation related to the CapEx effort completed in the last year. So this once again show that despite the COVID, the profitability and net income level remain almost the same. Third point that I would like to touch is probably one of the most brilliant results that the group achieved during this first part of 2020, talking about working capital. If you go to page 17 in our presentation, we can see that there is a very healthy reduction of incidence, so net working capital over sales. Last year, 2019, net working capital, operating working capital on sales was 18.1%. This year is go down to 12.4%. And this is the result of two things. First of all, there is the strong efficiency that Uber always has been able to achieve over the last year in managing of the working capital. And the second one is the effect of, let's call it synergy with Alfa Laval. Last year, June 2019, was the first consolidation of Alfa Laval, just 2 months of consolidation. So there was no time to, let's say, to manage the working capital of Alfa Laval in the same standard as Luve. This has been done during this year, and you can see the results. I think it's very important also to underline that in terms of stock, there is a reduction in number of days, despite the COVID, despite the overall economic condition, but also in terms of receivables. You can see there is a strong reduction from 85 to 61 days, and this also is a result of the fact that there are no issues concerning receivables vis-à-vis the customer of you. And this is, I think, is a very interesting feature, especially in this field. The last point that I would like to touch, you can see on page 19, is the bridge method bridge analysis. We started last year with a reported net debt, last year in June 2019, of 151.8 million net debt. Then we had a very, very healthy cash flow from operation, close to 30 million, as Matteo said before. More than 16% increase vis-a-vis the 12 months before. Then we had, obviously, the payment of the dividend, 6.4 million. The accelerated CapEx program that continued also this year that accounted for 12 million. And so we got a organic net financial debt June 2020 of 140. Then we need to take into account the discount that we got from Alfa Laval and the purchase price of that business that accounted for 16 million and a portion of the transactional costs that have been paid last year in the second part of 2019, 1.7 million. So we got 126.2 million net financial position with a reduction vis-à-vis June 2019, close to 17%. This is all concerning the key highlights of the financial, and I turn the call to Matteo for the final remarks.
So thank you, Michele. To just summarize what we said, it was a difficult, challenging year, but with positive results and no stop in the long-term action and plans that we have. Of course, we have to revise the CapEx in the short term. We have to revise some points and some points of our strategy. But in the end, we secure the business, and the fact that we differentiated in the last few years the activities in different markets helped us to reduce the impact of this situation. So during all this year after the listing, we've been able to secure growth, a continuous growth in revenue, double the size of the company since 2015. We've done an EBITDA organic growth of 9% and organic growth in revenues of 9%. We made acquisition in India, which was one of the areas where that we targeted. In U.S., we made this operation with Alfa Laval. We doubled the size in Poland. We had a new plant in China. Not the luckiest position due to the COVID emergency because in the one region, but very well. And on this point, I would like to bring to your attention the fact that last month we got a big order in China, just for one big logistics center on CO2, so one more green application. We got an order of more than €1 million for the Chinese plants, which at this moment, after a difficult start of the year, as you can understand, is now as the highest order backlog in history, and we are now working to produce this big project. In the same moment, and also in August, was a very good month because we had also another very interesting order for a big logistics center in Russia for Maersk, the big container company. And so this proves once more that the reputation in the industrial refrigeration segment, which was one of the targets of our growth in the last few years, is continually increasing. And also we are no more known only in Italy or in France, but our reputation is increasing everywhere. We doubled the plant in India. Unfortunately, due to the lockdown, it was supposed to be finalized already in March, April. Now we have we just have to do the last few connections. I got the picture this morning, so at the end of September it will be finalized. And this is the situation concerning U.S. There is a slide, page 21. You know, U.S. was and is an important part of our strategy. We've been looking for a target company since 2009, and finally made a small acquisition in 2018, in June 2018, and we are still convinced that it's the biggest opportunity in the midterm for our group to grow in a market where our market share is close to zero. We have to face some unexpected difficulties due to the lockdown and some difficulties, one of the major accounts which has now been recovered. And now we are redefining our strategy in U.S. As you know, we bought a piece of land, 80,000 square meters for less than 400,000 U.S. And part of it already been refunded by the local authorities. And we are now redefining our strategy and the kind of investment. We will have we are working already now on the land to build the first part of the building, because we made an agreement with one important account who was producing internally his own heat exchanger and is going to outsource to us this production starting from March next year on an estimated value on a yearly basis of around about $4 million U.S. So we are preparing this plant to be ready as fast as possible, as soon as possible, to secure this business. And then we are redefining now the program, the CapEx program, based on the existing product range of heat exchanger, the startup of the assembling of some air-cooled products locally, which has already been defined. And now we are redefining based on the market acceptance of the product and also on the new developments in industrial cooling business and in the data center business. We are rethinking which will be the first product range to be implemented in the new plant, and therefore we are redefining the the investment. So I think that we've been already too long, so we leave the space to Q&A, and I thank you for joining us, for joining this call. Thank you again.
Excuse me, this is the Chorus Call conference operator. We will now begin the question and answer session. The first question is from Andrea Randone of Intermonte. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon to everybody, and thank you for taking my questions. The first one is about the competitive environment. I read in your half-yearly report the drop in revenues was entirely due to volumes because the prices remained stable. I wonder if you can provide some more color about what you see in terms of competitive positioning, and especially in Europe. Then I have a second question, and is about raw materials. I calculated a gross margin which is up year on year. I wonder if you can comment on what you expect for the remainder of the year in terms of raw material costs. And the third question is about CapEx projects. You report some important projects in your presentation. You already spent a few comments about the US. I wonder if you can summarize what you expect in terms of CapEx, ordinary and extraordinary, in the next couple of years. Thank you.
So thank you for your question. Concerning competition in Europe, I would say that the competitive picture didn't change that much in reality, because all the major competitors in the business unit heat exchanger, most of our competitors are Italian, so we face exactly the same situation of lockdowns, and therefore we had the advantage of having a plant outside Italy that we used to, which were used to cover the needs of customers in Italy and abroad, who remained operative during the lockdown. So the smaller players, of course, suffered. They didn't have the chance to do this switch from Italian plant to somewhere else. In terms of pricing, the first half year, due to the usual formula for price adjustment related to LME, didn't bring any price changes. For some few customers, Q3, there are some slight price reduction due to the copper. And we made today in the meeting this morning, we made the calculation for the price for Q4. Where it will go back for those customers who have got the advantage for this quarter. It will go back based on the actual quotation of copper. The price goes back to the previous level. So it was a limited effect on the top line, I would say. But on the other hand, we got saving compared to the standard cost that we had in our, and the target cost that we had in our accounts. due to the fact that we've been able to buy something in advance. Concerning raw materials, there's a big uncertainty in the future. In the last few days, copper is going up again. We were discussing this morning the fact that we have different forecasts from different players, going from 5.8 to 7.5 thousand dollar per ton, so there is a big uncertainty. You may recall that 2016, after the Mr. Trump election, copper had a jump. So we don't know what to expect really, and we are very cautious in making any kind of speculation on copper. But I have to say that We made already some purchase on 2021, but based on agreement with customers. So some of the customers, due to the uncertainty of the situation, ask us, as it's foreseen in the existing agreement, to buy together to cover the value a few weeks ago, in the last few weeks. So we are not speculating, but we're just, we see a trend of more players taking the opportunity of doing this fixing price quotation for copper than in the past. In the past, it was an option that very few of them utilized. So I think that I already covered also the point concerning the gross margin, because this is not going to affect in the short term our margins anyhow. On CapEx, as I said, this year the CapEx compared to the original budget has been reduced, not the part concerning IT, because this year we had an important part on IT, because we had the SAP rollout in Finland, in Italy, and in India, and together with some other investment concerning the PLM project, so for the standardization of the drawing and the bill of material, the technical documents. The maintenance CapEx, as you know, is in the region of 12 million on a yearly basis. And as I said before, we are now reconsidering the timing and the level of the CapEx for next year for the US project. And also the other good news that we have is that in Poland we are doing an excellent job. As you know, we are in a industrial park with special tax allowances related to the CapEx involved. And due to the COVID, unofficially, the local authorities has already confirmed that there will be an extension of additional 12 or 18 months as a deadline to invest all the money that we are allowed to. So we are now reconsidering also this fact. So I think that next year we are redefining in this day the CapEx. For 2021, it will be in the region of 25 million.
Thank you, Mr. Ribali.
You're welcome.
The next question is from Marco Cristofori with UbiBanca. Please go ahead, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone, and congratulations for the result. I would ask if you can add more color on the situation in India and in the US in particular, that those days seem mostly affected by the COVID outbreak. And if there is any stop in the production or any difficulties in exporting or importing materials. And secondly, if you can give us some color about potential extra costs you could have in the second half of this year, mostly due to the COVID. Thank you.
Concerning India and US, as you know, I heard this morning on the radio that they reached a number of people positive, extremely high. The situation is under strict control. In the region where we are now, with our biggest plant close to Delhi in the Wadi region, the lockdown was for 7 weeks. Then in July they were discussing about the possibility to introduce a new lockdown, but then this possibility was cancelled because they realized that they are not in the position to stop the factories, and mainly those with a high level of exports, as we are, because this year the level of export will reach 95%, because the domestic market is in this moment is very weak. We had just our steering committee last week, and now we go back. We had some difficulties during the COVID, after the COVID, because of the fact that after the lockdown. Most of the workers who are not resident in the area where we have the plant, once they were free, they took the train, they assaulted the train to go back to their region. So for the first few weeks, we had a higher level of absenteeism, much higher than normal, and this creates some problem in continuity. Now this problem is solved, and they came back, and now the number of direct people in the factory is back at the level we were looking for. And last month in August, we went back to, once more, we had the record of the number of coils manufactured in 1 month, after 4 months of suffering. So at this point, we are very confident, our local management is very confident that we will have no further lockdown unless there is a real disaster coming around. The smallest plant in southern India, in Pune, in this very moment, we are planning to do the rollout of the new system at the end of October. And, of course, it's a much smaller plant, but in this moment it's up and running. I have to say that in southern India, they have a lockdown which was slightly different from northern India, so they have a lockdown one day yes, one day no. So it was we were allowed to work 3 days per week or 4 days per week instead of six. So, but now we are working on a normal basis. In U.S., we have some case of positive people, but with the fast test, they get the result in 20 minutes. We never stopped the production. We had some higher absenteeism due to quarantine measures in some cases, but the situation is under control. And due to the fact that the tests are very fast, we never faced any serious problem. And there are no lockdown expected at all. I would like to take the occasion to add that we're working also to strengthen the local team. So starting from August, we had a new plant manager there coming from an experience in heat exchange on air cool products from a factory in Texas. It seems to be a very good. The first impact is very positive. It was exactly what the kind of professionality we were looking for. And also on the sales team, we introduced since February, new sales director for heat exchanger, and it's opening new accounts. The target was to increase the number of customers and projects and new accounts, and the results are coming. We're very happy about this. Concerning the other question, I do not expect any extra COVID cost apart from the mask and the usual sanitation thing that now is standard for us. we're talking about 200,000 euros.
Thank you. If I can ask another question on a longer term, talking about 21, how do you see the potential recovery? I mean, there is a huge divergence now between people that think that there will be a sharp rebound, or someone that thinks that it will be just a mild rebound. What is your feeling? How do you see 2021? Thank you.
Well, we are meeting this morning talking about budget 21, and of course there are some uncertainties. It depends from which side you look at it, because on some areas I'm very confident that the situation we are seeing already. The number of requests for quotation is increasing steadily in industrial refrigeration. I'm very pessimistic, on the other hand, on the Horeca business for the next 6 months at least, because it's been too heavily affected by this situation. I was very less optimistic a couple of months ago concerning the domestic appliance, but I was wrong, because all the forecasts that we received from the big players like Bosch, Siemens, Arçelik, and Electrolux are rapidly recovering and going back to standard volumes. And then I recall that unfortunately we missed the chance this year to get 100% of the business from Electrolux, because as we agreed, it was supposed to start from July to move to us all the 100% of the volume of the new product ranges. This project has been slowed down due to COVID, but now we got the confirmation last week that starting from November or beginning of December, this project is confirmed and will start again. Where I have less feeling and less experience is the industrial cooling business, where we see that most of the projects are in difficult countries, in Africa and in Asia. So maybe we have a lot of projects, pending projects, and some of them are postponed from week one to week three to week four because of the fact there is uncertainty of in the health situation in the country. We have, for example, a project in Mali now for also political reasons that is freezed, but there are some bigger ones that are moving. We saw a couple of new projects coming around in the last few weeks. But in this case, the feeling due to the situation of COVID-19 and due to the oil pricing and the general economy, there is a bit more of uncertainty. For sure, in this very moment, the biggest customer, Wärtsilä, has in the pipeline a huge number of projects where we secure the order and the technical solution is ours, but they are not sending the order until they get the payment confirmation. So it's still there are still a lot of projects which are pending.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
As a reminder, if you wish to register for a question, please press star and one on your telephone. Once again, if you wish to ask a question, please press star and one. The next question is a follow-up from Andrea Randone with Intermonte. Please go ahead.
Thank you again. Just two quick questions. The first one is about current trading. In your press release, you mentioned revenues from January to August, the end of August. If I calculated correctly, the revenues in the July, August, so the combined 2 months are down just 1%, so a much better trend than in the second quarter, and this is a like-for-like trend. I wonder if you can comment if we can expect also September to be substantially in line with this trend. And the second question is about more about the outlook on 2021. If you see any new effort to push for environmental regulation that can help your sales in 2021, also in relation to the next generation plan approved by the European Union. Thank you.
So just to give you a flavor of what happened in the last couple of months, August was the first month since April where the monthly revenues was higher than last year, slightly higher, so 2.1% compared to the same period of last year, and we expect a September where we go back to the normal volume. We expect a September with revenues well above 35 million euros, so it's still a very good value. And we have, with the order backlog that we have in hand, we have a clear picture of September and October. The last 2 months are still to be built somehow in some areas, and we have to take into account that last year, December was a record year because we secured a big project in Myanmar for repower power gen project, which was extraordinary. It was a 5 million project, which was 3.5 million were invoiced just at the end of December. If you recall, we had a December where we were running like hell to be able to secure this revenue. So, but in principle, as I said, the August and September we see very positively, and the rest of the remain the Q4 is still partially to be built, but we are quite confident to be in the region of the consensus of the different equity research on Google. So we are confident to reach this value. Concerning 2021, as I said, We are now working on the budget in details, and we are working on a budget with two options. There's a budget of the existing customer, existing product, existing projects, and then we have a lot of new projects ongoing, especially in the heat exchange part, with a very good potential. Not all of them will start from day one, 2021, but we are working very hard to secure at least a couple of them from Q1 2021. So we are confident we get additional business, which can compensate some other that will not recover as fast as we would like. And for sure, what you mentioned, the Green Deal or all the green trends are still very important in our industry, both in refrigeration and air conditioning. It's, as I said, the case of the district heating project in Denmark is is a very green project that we are promoting in other countries. We, as you may recall, we made a great success in Denmark in the last couple of years due to this project. Now we also, thanks to the cooperation between the Politecnico di Milano and the Helsinki University, we've been able to organize more seminars and webinars on this to promote our idea and to set our standard. We have already two pilot projects up and running and working very well according to the expectations. So this is putting the seeds for granting some additional volumes in the future, always related to the green the green economy. And the other area where we see a big potential of development, then, which means that is there, but we have to work hard to get it, is the data center business. We are this year in the Swedish plant, who is having the record year of its history, is achieving this result thanks to project in data center in the Nordics, in Britain, and over Europe, because we've been able to become the preferred vendor of one of the major players in this business. And so we secure already 8 different projects in 4 different countries, and we are discussing now the investment projects for the next 3 years with this player, and we are working to get other big players on board. So I see the data center business a big potential for our technology, and is driven the mega trend on the data center is energy save. So most of the units have to work in free cooling, what we mean, using the fresh air and using the compressors and the fans, the lowest possible amount of hours during the year. So, for sure, the F-gas regulation, the energy saving regulation, the noise pollution regulation remain a key success factor and a key development factor for our traditional market, like refrigeration and air conditioning.
Very clear. Thank you again.
You're welcome.
For any further questions, please press star and one on your telephone. Mr. Liberali, gentlemen, there are no more questions registered at this time.
Okay. So, thank you again for joining this call, and hope to have the chance to meet you face to face in the near future, or at least by on the webinar, or and I look forward to have the chance to meet again. Thank you again for joining, and all the best.
Thank you. Bye. See you. Bye.